This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that Constitution is the guiding light of the nation, and it is a matter of great honour that the Indian Constitution is completing 75 years on 26 January next year. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi said the Constitution has stood the test of time in every sense of the term. He mentioned that a special website, constitution75.com, has been created to connect citizens with the legacy of the Constitution.
देश के नागरिकों को संविधान की विरासत से जोड़ने के लिए constitution75.com नाम से एक खास वेबसाइट भी बनाई गई है. इसमें आप संविधान की प्रस्तावना पढ़कर अपना वीडियो अपलोड कर सकते हैं. अलग-अलग भाषाओं में संविधान पढ़ सकते हैं, संविधान के बारे में प्रश्न भी पूछ सकते हैं.
The Mahakumbh is going to be held in Prayagraj from the 13th of January. The Prime Minister highlighted that mammoth preparations are going on at the banks of Sangam in Prayagraj. He shared that he went to Prayagraj a few days ago and viewed the entire Kumbh area from a helicopter. Mr. Modi said that for the first time, an AI chatbot will be used in the Kumbh event.
पहली बार कुंभ आयोजन में AI chatbot का प्रयोग होगा. AI चैटबोर्ड के माध्यम से 11 भारतीय भाषाओं में कुंभ से जुड़ी हर तरह की जानकारी हासिल की जा सकेगी. इस चैटबोर्ड से कोई भी टेक्स्ट टाइप करके या बोलकर किसी भी तरह की मदद मांग सकता है. पूरा मेला क्षेत्र को AI पावर्ड कैमरा से कवर किया जा रहा है.
The Prime Minister also called upon people to pledge to annihilate the feelings of division and hatred in the society. Giving the slogan of Mahakumbh Ka Sandesh, Ek Ho Pura Desh, he expressed hope for an undivided society just like the uninterrupted flow of the Ganga. Touching upon the topic of animation, Mr. Modi was pleased to note that Krish, Trish and Multiboy KTB is a super hit animation series among children. The Prime Minister elaborated that these three animation characters tell people about the heroes and bravehearts associated with the Indian freedom struggle who are not discussed much. Akashvani will broadcast the KTB series every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. The Prime Minister was pleased to share that for the first time, the World Audiovisual Entertainment Waves Summit is going to be organized in India next year. He said that during the Waves Summit, giants from the media and entertainment industry and people from the creative world will come to India. Mr. Modi highlighted two big achievements of India in the field of health. He expressed satisfaction about World Health Organization reporting an 80% reduction in India in the number of malaria cases and deaths due to it between 2015 and 2023. He said Ayushman Bharat Yojana has played a big role in cancer treatment. Because of this scheme, 90% of cancer patients have been able to start their treatment on time. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO is set to launch its space docking experiment SpaceX tomorrow. In an interview, Minister of State for Space Dr. Jitendra Singh said that ISRO's year-end mission will be a historic one as it will seek the rare feat of docking or merging two satellites in space. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a warning for cold wave conditions in northern India beginning today. In its forecast, the IMD has stated that minimum temperatures are likely to fall by 3 to 5 degrees Celsius over northwest India during the next 2 days due to a western disturbance near Pakistan. In Jammu and Kashmir, the 270-kilometer-long Srinagar-Jammu National Highway was reopened for vehicular traffic today. The highway remained closed for 2 days since Friday following inclement weather and heavy snowfall in the Kashmir region. In chess, India's Koneru Hampi won her second women's title, beating Indonesia's Irene Sukandar in the World Rapid and Blitz Championship held in New York. Aged 37, the top-ranked Indian is only the second player after China's Zhu Wenjun to clinch the title more than once. Indian chess grandmaster Hampi previously won in 2019 at Georgia. In cricket, Australia were 228 for 9 in the second innings against India on the fourth day of the fourth test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Melbourne when reports last came in. And that is